Could vote that out. All right, Megan, will you tell us about it?
Hey, sure, thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, SCR 44 proposes an amendment to the Oregon Constitution requiring that revenues from fuel taxes and fees on motor vehicles be generated in a manner that ensures that the class of the vehicles pay fair and proportionate shares of cost of highway systems. It refers the proposed amendment to the people for their approval or rejection of special election held on the same date as the next biennial primary election. And we do have a dash one amendment. You'll find in your packets that changes the deals with the date issue.
It changes what?
It changes the date to the next biennial primary election, if a special election is not held.
Okay. Well, I don't have a copy of that.
Oh,
did
you not put it in the packet?
This packet?
Is this the November 99 election?
No, next time. Oh, it's going to be moved out in November.
No, this one, the bottom one says if it doesn't, the special election would be November, I think.
There's the date as to if there's going to be one.
She has
the November based on one bill.
My packet might be
recorded.
Well, then it would put it to the primary election if it wasn't in November. The reason it's changed is we were trying to get it on the November election, 99, and the second piece is as it originally would be the primary as a backup if the November election isn't held, is what this does, I think, isn't it?
They want the special election.
And part of it, we need to get an amendment into the special elections bill that lists this one too.
Well, what I think we should do is.
Did I open
a public session? Our public hearing.
Well, there you go. Why don't you get down there? And tell us all about it. You've been in these meetings that I wasn't, okay? Why don't you? You fight the fault then. Because when I'm on the floor, you're in the meeting. Please. Thank you.
In the microphone.
Okay.
For the record, John Leon, serving the Sheriff's Senate Transportation as your
assistant. I was hoping this one.
The issue involving this amendment was the fact that I believe it's House Bill 23. I don't have
no. I want 23.
House Bill 23, special election bill, possibly could be vetoed, and so this is just like a safety valve to ensure that if that is vetoed, we have this backup that instructs the election to be held on SJR 44 on May primary.
Okay, in case another bill is vetoed that relates. You have any questions?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have any. Is there a reason? I know there is, but I can't remember what it is. That it has to be referenced to the House bill, the special election bill? Could it just be? I guess you have to have, as I recall, I'm trying to remember, you have to have a bill to schedule the election. That's the issue. And that's the vehicle that's out there.
That's
it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We do, and I think this comes to mind, I'm not sure who drafted this amendment, but we do have a priority bill that does, no. This is SJR 44, which is dealing with this amendment, a constitutional amendment, that would be scheduled for the May primary. We do have a separate priority bill that if this package passes both chambers, the governor signs it, and someone decides to do a referendum on the bill, that will be scheduled for the May primary. And that was just dropped Friday, and I just had one of our staff people going to get the bill number.
So that's another bill.
A separate bill. That's the way you have to do that. Because if you had done all that in this bill and a referral is put on the bill, then it nullifies and voids the entire bill. That's why we had to do it in a separate bill.
Who is referring the special election bill?
Any questions? Okay.
Fine.
Thanks. Maybe you want to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Yes.
Excuse me. So which bill does this one actually refer then? This one refers.
The reference in the amendment to 2354. 2354 is the special election bill that lists a ton of things that will be on the special election in November 2nd, 1999. So, if I understand this correctly, what this does is it puts this, if this is passed, it would put it on the November election, but if for some reason that election were not held, it pushes it to the biennial general election, which would be in May. Right. So it does.
Okay. But I'm going to close the public hearing on SJR 44 and open a work session on SJR 44.
I'm sure I moved the dash one amendments to SJR 44.
Senator Byers has moved the dash one amendments to SJR 44. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection?
I have concerns about SJR 44, so I don't know that I won't object to the amending it, but I'm not supportive of the main bill, so anyway.
You want to, okay, then you're not going to object to the amendment?
No.
Okay, no objection, and I'm closing the work session on SJR 44.
You don't want to move it?
Huh?
You don't want
to move it?
I don't have to vote.
She's a no.
Huh? She's a no. And
So
I'm not going to take a vote and let it fail. Then we'd have to
do
the other thing. Do a gradient.
Do
881? Yeah, we'll do 881. Okay, we're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 881. Will you explain that to us, Megan?
Senate Bill 881 with a dash one amendment changes the weight miles tax rate table and it specifies the officer dates if the House Bill 2082 is not enacted and if it is referred to the people. So this is just the regular adjustment based on the cost accessibility study.
And they do these studies usually every few years, but this time it was four. And okay, we're in a work session.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Just to be clear, these adjustments were prepared by
Revenue? Yes, Revenue. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I move Senate Bill 881 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion?
Did you move the discussion?
Yes. Yeah. Were there amendments to it?
We have to make just one amendment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that.
You got to get this off of first.
Aren't we sick? You? For his very short.
He wasn't here.
I'm a four. Okay. Okay. Okay, now, okay, then I move the dash. Let me take back that motion. What?
He's got to get and stuff it first.
Well, we're using another vehicle. If there's anybody that came to talk about bicycles, we're not doing bicycles today.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I would move the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 881.
Oh, that's the deal. I see. I would have moved the bicycle bill. Okay. Is there any objection? Okay, without objection. Okay, so the bye.
Move Senate Bill 881 to the floor with the due pass.
As amended.
As amended.
Is there any objection? Okay. Senate Bill 881 has received a majority. Let's see. Senator Fraioli, would you carry that?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice to hear that.
We went over it and over it. Let's see. Who could?
Okay.
Oh, he said yes. Senator Fraioli will carry the bill. Okay. You may leave. Wait, no, I need you on that. SJR 44.
You do.
Mm-hmm. They're going after a fourth vote here. Okay, let's just start taking testimony.
There is a change, a conceptual amendment that we need to make to 44 before we take final action. We need to add the word state, I think, to avoid the problem.
Okay, where?
It's fund of revenues on...
There's a facility amendment.
Is that David Barenberg?
Yeah, I think if you put state right there. State revenues.
Otherwise, we'll spend forever trying to clarify the local revenues. That make sense?
Yeah.
They don't do straight miles at the local level where they have local tax.
Who brought that to you, Tim?
David.
Okay.
He's right on that.
Okay. Right. Okay.
We can do that when we get to it. When we get to moving it.
Senator Castillo, we need to do another amendment to SJR 44 that the word state revenues was left out because counties and cities, it's different. Okay. So, okay, I'm going to reopen a work session on Senate Joint Resolution 44. And we're going to, you want to do a conceptual amendment?
Madam Chair, I would move that we, on Senate Resolution 44 on line 21,
mm-hmm.
after the paren 3, insert the word state before revenues.
Is there any objection? It's on line 21, right here, we're going to add, it should have been state revenue.
Oh, okay.
Okay. If there's no objection.
Does anybody want an explanation of why we're doing that?
Well, because
in and trying to straighten it out, some cities and some counties now impose transportation fees and they do not use the late mile tax. So we didn't want to confuse that.
So it's only on the state revenue. Okay, without objection, could you move? Yeah, we moved it. Okay, without objection. Okay, now we have four and we can pass. Is it ready? If anybody has concern, you need to step up now.
Okay. You sure you got the word over?
Senator, will you vote with us on this to send it to the floor? I know you're excited about it, Jessica.
To ensure the cost responsibility of the rate monitor.
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay. Just as a small tax from Lynn County.
I'm a no.
Okay, Senator Beyer has moved Senate Joint Resolution 44 to the floor as amended with the conceptual amendment and the other one. Is there any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Mathieu?
No.
Senator Furiola?
Aye.
Senator
Gideon? Aye. Chair Shannon? Aye. I receive the majority. It will passes, and I'll carry it. And I close the work session on SJR 44. Okay, now we can get into... are you going to celebrate something?
Yeah, okay. We're going to have a call.
Oh, okay. All right, we're going to open. Doesn't give us much time.
No.
Okay. Okay, we're going to.
Are you on
the? Yeah. Another committee.
Is this presenting?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Fully at fault.
At fault.
Okay.
Just find out for president.
Okay. Well, I don't want to waste people's time. Do we have four votes to move amendments and move the bill?
To move which amendment?
Okay, if where's Brady? Okay. But I can't move anything. We're going to go into about a 10-minute recess.
Missing some members?
work session, and then four to move ahead. And I really apologize because I spoke to members before we recessed this afternoon when Grady could have reconstituted our committee, and because I thought we were going to come down here and move ahead. But that's not happening. And so I know you've traveled a long ways, but I think that we need to give the members time to study these over the, because they, I mean, we have just here 1.5 pages of, I don't know how many amendments. Where are we at? Dash 50, huh?
Dash
56. Dash 56. And so I think we talked to Grady, and he said to just adjourn, and I really apologize that, and we'll try it tomorrow. Does anybody have anything to, that you'd like to say? Because I know you came. Does anybody? I will make another announcement. We're going to have a transportation bill. And if this one doesn't move, we have another one. And if this one fails on the House of the Floor, I pick a whole bunch, pick up a bunch of Republicans. It will go back to committee. It will come out a total Republican bill of 16 R's and 2 D's. And it's basically raising $600 million. I said this on Saturday, that it raises $600 million by bonding 2 cents of the 24 that ODOT already received. But it will not be 2 of the 4 cents that works towards the SIP now. That's for modernization, but it will bond to raise the $600 million. It will have the diesel fuel tax in it. We will permanently increase the formula to cities and counties, 50% to ODOT, 20% to cities, and 30% to counties, not just for a short time, but forever. And it will have the $10 until the next legislature changes it. It'll have $10 registration increase. It will have the local option where county commissioners can increase it in the high growth. And it will be a referral to the people, so it couldn't be vetoed. And the advantage of that is that there won't be a threat of certain people turning out, referring it to the people with just 4 cents, 1 cent lower than ours. Because ours is no gas tax increase. And I, like I said, it's the one Republicans really like. But we're trying to work hard with the other party, but if that's not going to happen, we have Plan B. And if the House doesn't concur, then they won't concur. But if we can't work with their bill, then we'll send them a new bill. So, yeah.
Would you go over again the figures of your proposed bill as to the percentage that stays with the state, goes to city, goes to county?
50% would be to the state, 50, and 20% to the cities, and 30% to the counties, and we would not have to deal. One of our problems is there's negotiations going on in other parts of this building, and I'm not. You know, everybody stands up for what they really believe in. And it's no secret, the House wants a gas tax increase. The Senate is not that excited, but the Senate R's want to repeal the weight mile. The Senate Democrats want high-speed rail. And until the high-speed rail and $10 million for seniors and disabled, which is this a press conference? Anyway, until some issues are resolved in other parts of the building, some of our members are not comfortable voting for the amendments or the bill. So I thought we were, and we aren't. Huh? Okay. Any questions? That if the second plan goes through, because we only need 2 Democrat votes, that aren't really tied to high-speed rail, we don't have to worry about that in the other budget. So, okay, then we're done.